But not to say that state residents aren't getting something back. People in New Jersey saw fees waived from a bunch of state services in the 2023 budget and for going back to the 24 budget that's being proposed by the governor. Going to change up a little bit. He kept a few of the fee waivers from last year, and he's going to put in some new ones. Well, for example, teacher certification. I know if you're not going to be a teacher, this doesn't really thrill you, but certification fees for teachers, they bounce between $20 and $200 depending on the type. They expect this to impact 41,000 teachers to the tune of about $5 million. These waivers are recommendations from the governor's public school staff shortage task force. They also want to waive the fees for public defenders. Not you've been not facing any criminal charges again. Yeah, so, but there are those who are. So fees for public defenders, they can range from $150 to $750, depending on the type of legal case and the degree of the crime. This is going to cost the state about $4 million. Number of residents that utilize a public defender varies from year to year, but according to information from the Treasury Department, the Office of Public Defender is estimating they'll close more than 63,000 cases this year. Now, some of the fees that are staying in place, the park fees. Just like last year, entrance to state parks, the fees for that will be waived. Those fees are either $2 to walk in, $10 to drive in on a summer weekend. That will cost the state about $2.7 million. About a quarter million people enjoy that. And yes, the back to school, well, it's not really a fee waiver. I guess a tax holiday was what that was. That's the short window at the end of the summer. It's going to erase the sales tax on school supplies and other essential items. Last year, this ran from August 27th to September 5th in stores as well as online. No limit on the number of purchases. They pretty much covered school supplies like pens and notebooks, binders, backpacks, lunchboxes, art supplies, teaching materials, computers, less than $3,000 of related supplies under $1,000. Computer storage equipment, printers, personal digital assistants, sports equipment like baseball gloves, cleats, shoulder pads, which granted will keep a little more money in your pocket. So think about this. With the money that you save from these fee waivers, you can apply it to the cost of your pod rentals. As you join the increasing number of people who are leaving New Jersey for states where the cost of living is, well, should we say, much more user-friendly. And if you're wondering about the budget, which this proposed budget for 2024 adds up to $53.1 billion. Remember back when we were trying to get it back down to $30 billion? And we've significantly gone the other way, have we not? It's got to be approved by the legislature by June 30th. So if you want to watch the party at the end of June, see who gives, who gets, who takes, who denies, mark that time on your calendar.